the Roswell area. So when we have parties, we can have we'll have parties near home. And then there are people who have been in Roswell forever. My family is, you know, transplanted there. So the people who've been in Roswell forever, I feel like there are very strict social groups that still see each other a lot. Like, I'll go out for dinner or breakfast or brunch or something. I'll see, like, the Red Hat Society or somebody out like that. And I know that those people are people who probably strictly get together in Roswell. Mm-hmm. But my family, we have friends all over. So we have friends in town and friends in, you know, further out and in the mountains and closer to Macon. So we don't necessarily stay in Roswell.
Do you ever frequently or even just occasionally visit downtown or what would be, like, I guess, older Roswell?
Yes, I do.
In the square, you're familiar mm-hmm. with that area?
Yeah.
Do you have different names for that area? Do you call it anything specific or...
I always call it Historic Roswell, because the houses are old. it's actually one of my favorite parts of Roswell. I love that square, and the J. Christopher's on that square is really homey and pleasant. And it's a fun place. When I introduce people to Atlanta, I'll often introduce them to the Roswell Square first, because it's what I know.
Mm-hmm. Families and housing things. Could you give me, like, tour of the house, I guess the one you grew up in with your family, but what would you see when you came in the door? What kind of rooms and what kind of things did you have in your house?
Okay. We had, when you pulled up to the house, there was a front door opening onto the street, and the garage was on the side towards the left. So if you came in through the front door, you would see the stairs directly in front of you going upstairs to the second floor. To the right is a family room. That has had an enormous oriental rug that my grandparents brought over from the former Soviet Union that is now falling apart. Mm-hmm. but it was in that room with the piano that we had for a little while, and that was the room we weren't allowed to touch. There were glass things and a stereo system and couches that were only used when relatives came over or family or, you know, important people. And then if you continued around, I guess, counterclockwise through that room, you get to the dining room, which had a huge dining room table that we rarely used. That room is connected to the kitchen, which is, if you could see straight through from the front door, you'd look through the stairs into the kitchen. So that's the way it was shaped. It had a huge breakfast area, which was the center point of the house, and a good-sized kitchen. The breakfast area had bay windows opening out into the backyard, which was fenced in and really pretty, but kind of torn up from the dog that we had at the time. And then from the kitchen, you go into the family room, I guess, which had the TV and the couch. And the family room led off into the garage, which had the laundry room attached to it, but if you continued around in a circle out of the family room back towards the front door, there's a study that had doors that actually locked. It was the only room with doors that locked on the first floor. Had books and my dad's computer that we at the time were not allowed to touch because computers were very expensive. And then you get back to the foyer. So if you go upstairs there, again, it's sort of a circle. There was the nursery room that was used. It was my little brother's bedroom when he was a baby, and then it became our playroom. And next door to that was my bedroom and my sister's bedroom. When she got old enough to have her own bedroom, she moved into the bedroom next door that was opposite the playroom. And then my brother moved into that room with me, so I always shared a room with one of them. So next door to my bedroom was my sister's bedroom, and then the bathroom that all three of us shared, and then at the end of a long hallway towards the left above the garage was my parents' master bedroom.